Good morning and welcome back to Inside Agriculture and Farm Director Shauna Olson. Two very different farm bills are expected to come out of the House and Senate, leading some to predict a final result similar to that of an earlier farm bill fight. National Association of Wheat Growers CEO Chandler Gould remembers an early fight involving farm bill food stamp eligibility reforms and spending cuts.
We saw this similar situation at the last farm bill in 14, where they split the SNAP title out and sent it to the Senate, which was dead on arrival. The Senate rejoined the two pieces of legislation back together, made some changes, and sent it back to the House, and the House just passed basically the Senate version.
American Farm Bureau Executive Director Dale Moore says Senate Ag Chair Pat Roberts has already made it clear where he stands on the House's new SNAP work and training requirements.
When you look at the activity that we've had on a state level, we're now at, I think, 38 states that have passed some form of hemp legislation. It's just really overdue. You know, the industry has been limited by the 2014 federal farm bill being for, quote, research purposes. Not that research isn't still needed, but we've sort of outgrown that a little bit, and it's time to actually build an American industry.
But the White House will also weigh in. USDA's Sonny Perdue on USDA radio before a recent farm bill meeting with the president and the two ag panel chairs talked about Democrats' refusal to vote for the House farm bill with the new SNAP requirements.
And if that's where they want to put the marker, then I think it will be to their detriment. I think the president feels that way as well and looks forward to some form of work requirements in the farm bill.
But it's way too early for any kind of veto threat, Perdue says. While wheat growers, Chandler Gould says the votes are just not there to pass a new entitlement reforms in the farm bill.
We've got to get to 60 votes. You can't get to 60 votes in the Senate without Democrat support. So basically, the House is looking at either accepting the Senate version or they will be the reason that we stall out and don't get a farm bill done this year.
Unless, of course, lawmakers send the president a farm bill short of new SNAP work requirements and the president vetoes it. St. Louis Fed survey shows the farm income down once again. Farm income declined in the first quarter of 2018, the 17th consecutive quarter of lower income numbers. The latest Agricultural Finance Monitor, published by the Federal Reserve Bank of St. Louis, shows quality farmland values and cash rents were also slightly lower than in 2017. St. Louis Fed surveyed 24 agricultural banks in the 8th Federal Reserve District, which includes several Midwest and Mid-South states. The majority of the bankers reported income declines compared to a year ago. Quality farmland values were 1.4% lower than the first quarter of last year. That's the first decline since the second quarter of 2017. Ranch land or pasture land values rose sharply for the second consecutive quarter. In similar fashion, cash rents for quality farmland dropped slightly in the first quarter of this year when compared to 2017. Cash rents for pasture land or ranch land increased. Other questions in the survey included the number of farmers using off-farm income to maintain cash flow. 41% of the bank said that 25% of their farmer customers had off-farm income. More than half of the bank said that a quarter of their farmer clients were in severe financial difficulty. The Ag Central Radio Network invites you to join us inside agriculture on our 7-station network. 660 Keys News Radio in Williston, 910 Classic Country, KCJB in Minot, Thunder 106.1, Lisbon and Fargo, 98.3 in Carrington, Ag News 890, Lisbon and Fargo, KKAA 1560 in Aberdeen, and 103.1 HD3 in Valley City. Stick around, much more Inside Agriculture is straight ahead. I'm Farm Director Shauna Olson.